You're listening to SBS News.
On a surprisingly warm autumn afternoon in West London, the Matildas are training ahead of their clash against the old enemy, England. But some familiar faces are missing. Sam Kerr and Alana Kennedy are among the players not selected for this two-match European tour due to illness, injury or fatigue. In the new era of professionalism in women's football, top players are taking part in more matches than ever before. Kaya Simon is in the squad, but understands why some needed to take a break.
It's a really tough one to juggle because we want to be playing all the time, we want to be playing all year round, but now it's that consistency of our bodies not really ever getting a break, and obviously that's the reason why a few girls took a break this tour.
Many of the Matildas play in the United States from March until October, then join their W League clubs in Australia for the southern summer. Steph Catley plays for Melbourne City and Seattle Reign FC and is lacing up for international duty again.
It's been sort of consistent football, which has been amazing for our development because a lot of us have sort of matured and have a lot more experience at international level and in big leagues than we probably should at our age. But it also is a big test on our bodies and minds and not having as much break as a lot of other leagues and countries in the world would.
The heavy match load is due to the skyrocketing popularity of women's football in Australia and around the world. Lisa Devanna is a Matildas legend who says fatigue needs to be properly managed.
I think a lot of them have played 50-odd matches, and that's also almost equivalent to the Premier League guys that play that much matches. And yeah, it's a lot of football, and yeah, like you said, I think they need. There's going to be a point where they have to make a decision where, you know, your body can only take so much.
By allowing some of his big names time off to rest their tired bodies, the Matildas coach has been able to stack his squad with teen starlets for the current European tour. At 15 years old, Mary Fowler impressed during Australia's 2-0 loss to France, while 18-year-old Princess Abini is regarded as one of Australia's brightest prospects.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's so much pressure on the player as it is more of on the coach, like taking that risk. And like for the player, it's more like nerves, since the players are so welcoming and they help us through, so it's easier, yeah.
Those who've been in the squad for a while have welcomed the influx of young talent. Team depth will be critical in the lead-up to the FIFA Women's World Cup. Steph Catley says it's a good thing Australia can cope without its biggest names.
At the last World Cup, I know we played the same team for every single game, basically, whether they were on one leg, half a leg, whatever. you just had to play because that was all that we felt that we had at the time. But I think now this tour, and particularly the players that we've brought in, are young and new and fresh, but they have something about them that could possibly make a World Cup squad.
And while Australia are not the favourite to take out the title in France next year, they've been dubbed the Dark Horses by England coach Phil Neville. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.